Praise you, God. So, I don't know how much time we'll spend on this, but we're going to at least spend the night, if probably more, though, talking about expecting. Why don't we go ahead and turn over to Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Everybody there? It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In the Amplified on your sheet there, it says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being proof of the things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. In the God's Word translation, it says, faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. Faith assures us of the things we expect and convinces us of the things we cannot see. So Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance, in the New King James, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith's the substance of things hoped for. Now, we talk a lot about faith and healing on Wednesday nights. So I want to talk to you specifically about the word hope and what that means, or hoping for things, but in a biblical way. What that means here. And talk about hope. Hope can get a bad rap. It depends on what you mean by it. Let's read on your sheet there, Romans 8:18. Let's read these verses. It says, for I considered that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs until now. Not only that, we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Now go back to Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now I want to break that down a little bit. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's see. Praise God. How shall we do this? The real thing I want to get over to you tonight, I think we'll do it this way. That word hope, and we may go into this verse a little bit more, but the word hope there, what it means is expect. And when you see the word hope in the Bible, in the New Testament, it will help you a lot if you'll just replace it with expect. Because today, hope doesn't mean expect. When you say, well, I really hope I win the lottery. You ever heard the saying, the definition of lottery? A tax on people who are bad at math? You never heard that? Well, the lottery, I mean, the chances of you winning it are pretty slim. But if you would say, I sure hope so, most people are not going to say that as if they really expect to win. If they do, maybe they are bad at math. Because if you think you're going to win the lottery, that's exactly who they're targeting, is your type of person. Because the odds are astronomical. You may win, but you could buy many, many tickets and your chances really don't go up that much. So if you're saying, I expect to win, what does expect mean? It means, yeah, you believe it's going to happen. That's not the same as hope. The way we use hope, I hope so, well, I sure hope so, it means basically wish. People use it as wish. That's not what this word means. And that's not the way the Bible uses it. It does not mean wish. There's a huge difference. So we'll see, but I believe there's a lot here. We'll just see how much it takes to get through this. But this will change your perspective. If you haven't seen this before, it'll change your perspective of a lot of things in the Word and your perspective on believing God and on faith. Hope is an integral part of believing God. You'll see that if you have hope, you can't have true biblical hope without having faith. Because if you expect something, it's because you believe something. Now, before we go too far, I just want to read you. Let's read some more scripture. Well, before we go on, I'll read you this. That word hope, the word that's translated hope here, is from a word that means, another word translated in the New Testament, hope, means to expect or confide. It means to anticipate, usually with pleasure. It means expectation or confidence. So I'll say some of that again. It means to expect or confide. It means to anticipate, usually with pleasure. It means expectation or confidence. So when we read this, when you see hope, you can replace it with expect. And you see how that changes some things. But let's read through some of these scriptures. I just want to show you through the Word of God, through some of these scriptures, what it looks like, what Bible hope looks like. Now let's look at Romans. Let's take the time to turn to some of these. Go ahead and turn to Romans 8. We'll look at there and then we'll go on. Thank God. Romans 8, verse 18. We read it on your sheet, but we'll go ahead and take the time to turn there. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected in futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is not seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." I think we'll probably come back to that, but I just want to read you some more scripture. Let's go ahead. Let's, for the sake of time, let's just look on your sheet. We'll read through some of these. Titus 1. Verse 1 says, "Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, but has in due time manifested His word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior." Now look at this. We'll look at these each real quick. It says, Paul, a bondservant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Notice verse 2, in hope of eternal life with which God promised before time began. Now look at the way it's used. The way, if you were to say that's wishing or kind of longing, it doesn't make any sense. Because look at it. It says, Paul's doing this in hope of eternal life, which God promised. Is he just wishing that he had eternal life and God promised? No. He's expecting eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised. Now I think we're just going to ease into this. But what I want you to see is the place when the Bible's talking about hope, what that means, and how it relates to faith. And we're going to get into some things, I believe. We just got done talking about a series, we spent there some time, that you can have what you say. You can have what you say. What you say has a very big impact on what you have. Why don't we just, let's do it this way. Take a minute to turn over to Mark 11. I know we did it many times, but go ahead, turn over there, because we spent a lot of time here, and we're going to, let's hook up there and then move on to the, because this segues where we were in this past series, segues into where we're going now. And I want to help you to see the connection here before we go on. Mark 11, 22. Mark 11, 22. You should have a spot worn in your Bible if you've been here on Wednesday nights, because you've been turning to this every time. It should just fall open there. Mark 11, 22 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." So I want you to notice a few things. We spent a lot of time talking about the fact that if you say with your mouth, and we showed multiple verses in the Bible and showed how the Bible has a lot to say about what we say, that our tongue is the rudder of our life, that our tongue directs our life, and that we can have the results we say. Right here it says, in the second part of verse 23, he who believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Notice a few things it says there. If you believe in your heart, say to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things he says will be done. Notice. Those things that you say will be done. Did it say those things you say will happen instantaneously? No, it says the things you say will be done. And then it says, if the person says that, believes in his heart, that those things he says will be done, then he will have whatever he says. Notice, he will have it as soon as he says it. No, he will have what he says. Now, is that past tense, present tense, or future tense? You will have whatever you say. What is that? Is that past tense? Did that happen in the past? Is it happening right now?
No.
Is it happening in the future?
Yes.
Yes. This right here is what trips up a lot of people. I said it. Where is it? That's a wrong question. If you're in faith, that's the wrong question. Where is it? And then if you start believing, start saying, I don't see it, so it didn't happen, you're looking at the wrong thing. What does the Bible say? It says the things that you say, if you believe the things you say will be done, you will have whatever you say will have. Again, that's future tense. You will. You will. Doesn't say you have it now. You will. You will. Verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, this is the same type of principle. Now this is praying instead of saying, but it'll work. The Word of God will work by praying. It'll work by saying. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them instantaneously.
No.
Doesn't say that. Does it? It says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Question, when do you believe that you receive them? When you pray. That is now. What do you do now? You believe you receive them. And then what does it say? And you will have them. That's in the future. What do you do in the present? Believe that you receive them. When are you going to have them? In the future. How far in the future? Doesn't say that. Just say, but it says you will have them. You see it? Okay, so when are you believing that you receive them? When you pray. Didn't say you have them. Say you believe I receive them. Now. But then I'll have them in the future. I can say to the mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, if I don't doubt my heart, but believe that those things I say shall come to pass, then I will have whatever I say. When am I going to say? I say it now. When am I going to have? I will have. It will happen. Okay, that's what the Word says. All right? That's where we were. So we've talked about saying, but we're getting into how does it happen? Not the how, but what does it look like? What are we supposed to be believing? And what should we be looking at while we're believing? This is where hope comes in. This is where expectancy comes in. If you believe that you received something when you prayed, and the Bible says you will have it, then that puts you in a mode of expectancy. You're expecting what God said. He said, if you believe, you receive it now. If you say to the mountain, you will have. If you believe, you receive it, you will have. So what's our job? Believe I receive. Believe that what I said is coming to pass. And I'm expecting it. That's hope. How long? Until you see it. Now, I don't know. We're getting in this. Sometimes we just fly over it. Then we come back in and lay some groundwork. It's kind of hard. Sometimes you just want to fly over, but you got to lay enough to where people know what you're talking about. So we're just kind of feeling our way in here. But take a look on your sheet there. Try to connect something here. On Romans 8:24, look at your sheet. We just read this, but look at it in context or in light of what we just said. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Romans 8:24. For why does one still hope for what he still for what he sees? We were saved. Now read it like this. Read it with, we'll put it expecting and expectancy in there. Verse 24, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is not seen, or hope that is seen, is not hope, is not expectancy. We were saved in this expectancy, but expectancy that is seen is not expectancy. For why does one still expect what he sees? But if we expect what we do not see, then we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. You see that? People miss this all the time, though. There's so much here. Look at Hebrews 11:1 again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can look at Hebrews 11:1. Faith assures us, in the God's Word translation, faith assures us of things we expect. So if you have faith, if you believed, you received. If you said, then you expect something to happen. You expect to receive. You expect things to change. And faith is the reason you expect. You believe something, so you're expecting something. If you don't believe anything, you don't expect anything. If you say, well, I just don't, you know, well, God will do it someday, you're not expecting anything, which means you're not believing anything. When we believe something is going to happen because we believed, then we are expecting, we're eagerly awaiting for it. We'll go back over to Romans 8 again. Let's just read that. We just read it. Romans 8:24. For we were saved in this expectancy. But expectancy that is not, or that is seen, is not expectancy anymore. For why does one still expect what he sees? Why are you still hoping for something that's there? The answer is, You don't. But if we expect what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. If you believe something is going to happen, that you have a right to see something, then you are in a mode of expecting. You're looking for something to happen. You're looking for it. You're expecting something to change. But if it's already in front of you, you're not expecting anymore. It's there. Right? Let me use a real simple example. We have somebody in this room that is going to have a baby in several months. When you're going to have a baby in several months, you can be said about the mother that she is expecting. She's expecting. She expects. She fully expects and believes something is going to happen at some point. That doesn't mean she's just going around going, well, if God wants it. Just idly going around going, well, sometime. I don't know. You never know. Going, well, I don't know. Something may come of this. I just passive. No, she's turning her life all around. She's fully expecting her life is going to be completely different in a few months. She's buying stuff, probably. She's rearranging stuff. At some point, you know, as it gets closer, she's totally going to make sure the room's all ready because something's about to happen. Why? Because she's expecting something. Why does she expect something? Because she believes something. Now, she believes that she's going to have a baby. Therefore, that puts her into a mode of expectancy. You're expecting. Why? Because you believe. If you didn't believe, got nothing to expect. Because there's other ladies in here that aren't expecting the same thing that she's expecting right now. Right?
Right.
And not only not expected, don't want that right now. Been there, done that. Be a major problem at certain times. You're not expecting. Other ladies are not expecting. Why? Because they don't believe anything is going to happen. Don't necessarily want anything. Right? But one particular lady is. She believes. And therefore she expects. And that's when we believe that we have something from God, that puts us into a mode of expecting. You go into a different mode. And if we're idly going by passively saying, well, I don't know, stuff could change sometime, maybe, maybe not, that's a clue we don't believe. And we can stir ourselves up expecting to say, God's word is true. I believe something is going to change. And we stay in that mode until you see whatever it is you're believing for come to pass. Praise God, there's so much here.
Thank you, Lord. Help us. Help us.
People think that, well, when we go back to, we were reading in Mark 11, they'll pray, or they'll say, and then they're looking for something to change now. And if something didn't change, they conclude it didn't work. Why would you conclude it didn't work? What would somebody be looking at? If you're looking in the natural and you didn't see it yet, you conclude it didn't work if you're walking by sight. But if you're walking by faith, and you believe what God said, then if you spoke to the mountain, the Bible says it will move. It didn't say it would happen now, but it said it will. So when you say, well, it didn't happen, yeah, but God said it would. If you say, I believe I receive, and then the Bible says you believe you receive and then you will have. If you say, I prayed, I believe I received and nothing happened and it didn't work, why would you say it didn't work? You're looking at what is, but you're not believing what God said would happen. God said you would have it. So what keeps you going on what God said is you're expecting something to happen and you stay in that mode until. And we read in Romans where it said, why would you expect something that you already have? The answer is, you can't expect something that you already have. The time that you're expecting is when you don't have it. So why, if you believe, people say, well, I don't believe it unless I can see it. When you see it, it's too late to believe it. Did you get that? If you see it, it's too late to believe it because you see it. You don't have to believe anything. You know, there's a couple sporting events lately. You just see them in the news. If you were to say, I believe the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win the NBA championship, and you said that today, people would look at you and go, what rock did you crawl out from under? They just won just a few days ago. But if you say, I believe it, well, good for you. There's no believing. They did. There's no believing about it. You either accept it or not. It's either you live in reality or you're not, right? Now, if you would have said that when there was still three games left in the series and they're down 3-1, you say, I believe they're going to win. I believe it. They're going to win. People might have looked at you and said, well, okay, good for you. You have a lot of faith maybe in them, right? Because it's not a done deal. What you have is belief. It's not there. Didn't look real good. Right? But then they won. Now, it's too late to believe. You know, then you got people jumping on the bandwagon. Well, I believe. Believe what? It's when it doesn't look good is that's when the strongest and the faithful, that's when you have the faithful followers. And it doesn't look good and they still say, our team's going to come through. I know it doesn't look like it, but they're going to win. When it doesn't look like it at all. That's believing. That's faith. Now, you don't really have anything to base that on in stuff like sports. But in God's Word, if He said it, you have the most sure thing to base it on. So now you're saying, I believe it. Doesn't look like it, but I believe it. When are you going to believe it? When it doesn't look like it. And see, this is where people mess up all the time. They say, it's not working. I don't see it. How can... That's not the measure if it's working or not. That's exactly the time you have to believe. That's the time you expect. How do you know if you're believing? You expect something. You expect it to happen. You expect it. You're expecting. I tell you right now, Shelley is not expecting a baby. It's not even on her mind right now. She already had four of them. At one time she was expecting, but now she's not expecting. Today she is not expecting a child. Because they're already out. They're already grown to a certain extent at this point. You know, a few years, they're not fully grown. Not out of the house, but they're out of the womb. She's not expecting. But right, so it's too late to expect now in that area. But you move back. At one point, we were totally expecting. When we had Brianna, we went to a concert, an outdoor concert downtown Lincoln, Nebraska. We were walking around and, you know, Shelley... We didn't ever see the concert. We ended up going in, and then Brianna was born a long time later. With Andrew, it was right after we moved to Oklahoma to go to Rhema, and we had just been at the doctor that afternoon, and he said, probably a week out. And we went home, and then Shelley starts. I'm going back to work, and Shelley starts saying, "Well, I think I'm having contractions. I think this is coming." And I said, "Wait, we just got back from the doctor. You're not going to have the baby. I mean, he just said it's going to be a week." And this was like at 4 PM, and Andrew was born at like 10:04 that night. But at this point, we were expected. We knew we had these children on the way. And then, you know, Christine and Julia—they're not in here, so I don't have to tell their story right now. But we were expecting, but now we're not. And it's too late. It's after the fact. When it shows up, that's not the time that we're expecting. That's done. Our hope, our expectation is when we don't see. So like, if we're believing for something now, if we say we're believing, so many people say, "Well, I believe in for such and such." How can you tell? They should be expecting something. And if we're honest with ourselves, if we're not expecting something, then we've let it slip. We're not really believing. We're passive. We're saying, "Well, I believe in God." Are you? Because if we're believing God, we're expecting something to happen. We're expecting. If just like you would if just in the natural. Just like what we were talking about, like with a child. You cannot passively say, "Well, yeah, I'm believing this baby's going to come out," and have no corresponding action. You don't really believe it. Somewhere there's a disconnect. But if we believe it, we'll be expecting. An expectation to keep that up is a measure of and an indicator of what we believe. And that's called hope. Bible hope is expectation, is expecting what God said is going to come to pass. Praise God. So right now, we can take inventory, and I believe we'll get into this some and get into some of the areas. But we can just even with what we've heard tonight and with what the Word of God we read, we can take inventory and say, "Look, am I expecting something?" That'll put a finger on, am I really believing God or not? If I'm not, that means I got to get stirred up about this. I got to believe this. If I'm believing something in the Word and I say I'm believing, I should be expecting something to change. If not, I need to go back upstream. I don't try to expect real hard. I need to go back up and stoke the fire and start saying, "Well, no, I expect to change. Why? Because of what God said, and I have to remind myself of that to where it gets strong enough to where, yeah, that is going to happen. I believe it. That's where we want to be. That's where we want to maintain. That's where we want to live. Amen.